ईश्वरो गुरुरात्मेति मूर्तिभेद विभागिने व्योमवद्व्याप्तदेहाय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः। ॐ सहनाववतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। So in this 18th chapter, as you all know, seeing the summary of the entire Bhagavad Gita, may go to the 53rd verse. Repeated with first ones, Bhagavan says how a person becomes eligible for the attainment of jnanam. Ahankaram balam darpam kamam krodham parigraham vimuchya nirmama shantaha vimuchya nirmama shanto brahma bhuyaya kalpate. We saw here in this verse, brahma bhuyaya kalpate. Brahma bhuyaha means becoming one with Brahman. So brahma bhuyaya means for becoming one with Brahman. How can one become one with Brahman when already what is only Brahman? Absolutely, what is only the reality? Brahman means there's a second thing other than Brahman. The second thing other than Brahman means what? There's no Jiva, there's no Ishwar, there's no Jagat. All that is, there's only Brahman. That is the fact. Then how can one become one with Brahman? How can one become Brahman? Here, discovering Brahman being one's own Swarupam, thereby being able to see the clear fact, being able to see clearly the fact of oneself being non-separate from Brahman. Seeing oneself being non-separate from Brahman, seeing Brahman as one's own Swarupam, is in fact becoming Brahman, thereby claiming Brahman as one's own self, one's own Swarupam. Taking ownership of the absolute reality as one's self, one's truth, is becoming Brahman. But that claiming the absolute reality as one's own essential nature, to take ownership of the reality as one's own nature, one needs to have the subtle mind, refined mind, and for which one has to be prepared. So Bhagavan says brahma bhuyaya kalpate, that person becomes fit for claiming oneself being Brahman. Who is that person? Who is shantaha, who remains tranquil, who is nirmamaha, who is free from sense of possession. One who is free from the eye sense, vimuchya, becoming free from the eye sense, ahankara, balam, power, darpaha, arrogance, kamaha, desire, krodaha, anger, parigraha, possession, and nirmamaha means being free from the sense of possession or I sense and my sense. So becoming free from all this, a person remains tranquil, and that person alone becomes eligible for discovering one's own Swarupam being non-separate from Brahman. What Bhagavan says is, it is impossible to give up anything. All these things become managed only when a person consciously, thoughtfully, worshipfully, prayerfully lives a life of karma yoga. So living a life of karma yoga means being aware of one's duties and doing one's duties with focused attention in conformity with dharma, knowing one's responsibilities in society. There's only way one can become mentally refined. The refined minded person alone becomes eligible for discovering this fact. That's what Bhagavan says. We have already seen this. So, a person repeatedly, only when a person goes through the discipline of Shravanam, one can see that, one can see one's own self being distinct from anatma, body, mind, and complex. And having understood through Shravanam, one's own self being distinct from anatma, repeatedly one has to see this fact. Thereby, one can avoid having abhimana, wrong identity. So ahankaraha means having strong, wrong identity with anatma, taking anatma as the self is ahankara. And balam means, and with the strong individuality, and to feel superior to others, and having a strong hold on power. Power means even being wanting to be part of any organization, and there wanting to hold on to the position, wanting to hold on to any power, not being able to give up that also. This is all problem of some sort of insecure expression of insecurity is also balam. And all that one has to grow out of craving for all these things. Darpaha, arrogance. One has to grow out of natural desires for sense objects. Naturally, one has to grow out of desire for possessions. And as a result of avoiding ahankara, one has to gradually grow out of the sense of possession also. Nirmamaha. All these are consciously, one has to all these have to be consciously developed through repeated Shravanam. Thereby one becomes in due course of time adequately tranquil. Hacha person alone, refined person minded, becomes eligible for the attainment of the knowledge of truth, wherein one can see oneself being non-separate from the truth, which is one's own self. Being so truth being one's own self, which is the meaning of the previous words which we saw already in the last class. So Brahma Bhuyaya Kalpate, we go to the next verse, today's class, 54th verse. Brahma Bhotav Prasannatma Nashochati Nakangshati. Brahma Bhutav Prasannatma Nashochati Nakangshati Samasarveshu Bhuteshu Madbhaktim Labhate Param. Brahma Bhutav Prasannatma Nashochati Nakangshati Samasarveshu Bhuteshu Madbhaktim Tim labhate param. Brahma bhutav prasannatma nashochati nakangshati samasarveshu bhuteshu madbhaktim labhate param. So here in this 54th verse, Bhagavan discusses the benefit of having the clear vision of one's own self being non-separate from Brahman. One's own Surupam being the very abstract reality implied by the term Brahman. See how clear you are when you're talking about the fact, what is wave? You say wave is a form which is nothing but appearance of water. Wave is water. You are able to resolve cognitively the wave, name and form wave, in its truth water, without which that form cannot exist. See, what is I? There is no I other than consciousness. So I is just manifestation, appearance of pure consciousness. So consciousness is not I, but I is a thing but manifestation of knowledge, manifestation of consciousness. The truth of I is pure consciousness. Aham Brahma Asmi. So I, the self, am abstract, formless reality implied by the term Brahman. This is the clear vision. So by living a clean life of karma yoga, in due course of time, if a person becomes mentally refined, adequately refined, as a refined minded, as a tranquil minded, it is possible for a person to understand, assimilate this fact of one's own self being Brahman, which discovering one's own self being already Brahman is in fact claiming or taking ownership of Brahman as one's own self, which is becoming one with Brahman. So what is the benefit of such a vision? That is discussed in this 54th verse. Brahma Bhutaha. So Brahma Bhutaha means the one who has discovered one's own Swarupam being Brahman is Brahma Bhutaha. One has become Brahman. Who is the one who becomes Brahman? No, none can become Brahman. Brahma Bhutaha literally means one who has become Brahman. What does it mean? One who has, the person who has clearly seen that one's own Swarupam being not, one's own Swarupam being Brahman, one's own self being Brahman. Thereby, in the light of one's own self being Brahman, one who is capable of seeing the fact of everything else being Brahman, one who is able to clearly see there is no Ishvara other than Brahma, there's no Jagat other than Brahma, there's no self other than Brahma, hacha person is Brahma Bhutaha. The person who clearly, doubtlessly sees I, the first person singular pronoun I, which is, gets expressed, okay, there's a sub word, and that word, expression of the knowledge in the form of thought, and that I is a thing but manifestation of knowledge. The Swarupam of I is pure consciousness implied by the term Atma or Brahman. A person who understands, and in the light of clear vision of one's own self being Brahman, one must be able to see also the fact of everything else being Brahman, even Ish Bhagavan being Brahman. One who sees the essential oneness of Jiva Jagadishwara, hacha person is the one who has become, one who is said to have become Brahman. Not physically not becoming Brahman. So Brahma Bhutaha means the person of clear vision of essential oneness of the reality of Jiva Jagadishwara. In whose vision all that is there is only Brahman. In spite of seeing the Jagat, one who is able to see this, that which is seer in that which is shining in the home of this universe is nothing but Brahman. Such a person is Brahma Bhutaha. And as the person of clear vision of the reality, Brahma Bhutaha, Prasannatma, and such a person is absolutely tranquil minded. I told you many times, the person who lives a life of karma yoga, who is meditative upon Bhagavan, who is worshipful of Bhagavan, prayerful to Bhagavan, such a person becomes relatively tranquil because of his relative dispassion. But now, as a wise person, he is as a person of absolute satisfaction, as the one who revels in the vision of fullness of happiness as one's own Swarupam. This person becomes absolutely independent of the world and everything, even Bhagavan. This person is no more dependent even on Bhagavan for his happiness and security. He has shifted his dependence from the world to Bhagavan, from Bhagavan to one's own self. This person, Brahma Bhutaha, the person who has clear vision of the truth, is the one who is a person of self-dependence, because who sees himself as the very truth. Therefore, as a person of self-dependence, he becomes the one who is absolutely tranquil-minded. Paramashanti, Shantiman, purushaha. Prasannatma means as the person of absolute tranquility, mental tranquility, that person na shochati, does not grieve, na kangshati, does not desire anything. And second thing, all the grief resolves for good. There's no grief, has no legitimacy in the vision of such a person. All desires resolve because no desire can be triggered by any external object. Because for him, there's no object other than the self, absolutely. There's no dependence upon object for his pleasure or his happiness. Therefore, even desires resolve. Actually, desires naturally resolve for a person who always revels in the vision of fullness of happiness as his own self. Therefore, na kangshati, another person sarveshu bhuteshu samaha. Sarveshu bhuteshu samaha. The one who remains the same towards all beings. Why? Even though all are not equal, all are not this equal, still all are one, essentially one. As a person, he can see, though all are not equal, all are one. Therefore, he sees, he remains the same towards all beings. Sarveshu bhuteshu samaha. Why? Because nothing in the world can trigger any pain in him. Nothing in the world can add to his happiness. Or no behavior, no human being, no nothing in the world can be a source of pain for him, can cause any pain for him, can add to his happiness. Therefore, he does neither likes, neither like or dislike towards anything, you know, raga or dvesha towards anything. Every person demands the same towards all beings. Sarveshu bhuteshu samaha. Such a person alone, Bhagavan says, labhate param mad bhaktim labhate. This morning also, I think I mentioned, param mad bhaktim labhate. That person attains the exalted form of devotion towards me. There's no greater form of devotion than seeing oneself being non-separate from Bhagavan. The greatest form of devotion, the most exalted form of devotion is seeing only Bhagavan in whom one sees one's own self being not there in Bhagavan. Seeing one's own self being resolved in Bhagavan, the truth is the most exalted form of devotion. So here, such a person attains the most exalted form of devotion towards me. This is what Bhagavan says. Mat param mat bhaktim labhate. We always understand what is the exalted form of devotion. We know people who worship Bhagavan are devotees. People who seek Bhagavan's grace for getting rid of their problems in life are also devotees. People who seek Bhagavan's grace for accumulating artha kamas are also devotees. People who seek Bhagavan's grace to be able to live a life of dharma are also devotees. And people who aspire for jnanam also are devotees. And people who have attained jnanam are also devotees. And they are the most exalted devotees in whose vision there's only Bhagavan. There's no universe, there's no Ishvara, there's only Bhagavan, which is the truth. There's not even individual. So this is an abstract, subtlest fact. In spite of seeing the plurality and duality, divisions, multiplicity, one must be able to see clearly how essentially everything is one. That is the most exalted form of devotion towards Bhagavan. And Bhagavan says that person attains who this Brahma Bhutaha. It's a very nice verse. Prasannatma Brahma Bhutaha Yahana Kangshati Yahana Shochati Na Shochati Na Kangshati. That person does not grieve and does not desire. Sarveshu Bhuteshu Samaha. Such a the one who is the same towards the one who remains the same towards all attains that exalted form of devotion. So next verse. similar verses, so many verses are there. We have learned in many other chapters. In all the chapters, we have learned about a jnani. Okay. Next verse. Bhaktyam mama bhijanati. Bhaktyam mama bhijanati. Yavan yaschapi tatvatah. Bhaktyam mama bhijanati. Yavan yaschapi tatvatah. Tato mam tatvato jnatva. Vishate tadanantaram. Bhaktyam mama bhijanati. Yavan yaschapi tatvatah. Tato mam tatvato jnatva. Vishate tadanantaram. Bhaktyam mama bhijanati. Yavan yaschapi tatvatah. Tato mam tatvato jnatva. Vishate tadanantaram. Now Bhagavan says, Bhaktya mam abhijanati. Through that exalted form of devotion of seeing Bhagavan as the truth, which is non-separate from one's own self, such a person, mam abhijanati. Bhagavan says, through such devotion, mam abhijanati, the devotee knows me. Tattvataha, really. See, seeing Bhagavan, people talk about Bhagavat Sakshatkaraha. Bhagavat Sakshatkaraha means what? Seeing Bhagavan as the very truth, abstract, formless truth, obtaining as one's own Swarupam. And in the light of which, seeing everything as that only Bhagavan is seeing Bhagavan really. Truly seeing Bhagavan. Seeing Bhagavan as Bhagavan is. So, through that devotion, exalted form of devotion, how one sees Bhagavan? Mam abhijanati tatvataha. Krishna says, that person sees me truly. That person knows me truly. Mam tatvataha abhijanati. He does not know me as Gopal Krishna, Radha Krishna, or Gopi Krishna, or, you know, not that Krishna. Even though he sees all this, but that person truly mam abhijanati. That person recognizes me as I am, recognizes me truly. To the exalted form of devotion, that person recognizes me truly. Yaha cha yavan, who Bhagavan is essentially. Yavan, how much is Bhagavan? How much is Bhagavan? All that is there is only Bhagavan. Who is Bhagavan? Bhagavan is essentially of the nature of formlessness. Bhagavan is of the nature of pure consciousness, existence, fullness of happiness. And that Bhagavan, who is of the nature, abstract, formless Bhagavan, is in the form of the whole cosmos. So how, who exactly Bhagavan is? How much is Bhagavan? Yaha, yavan, asmi. How much am I? Who am I? That person knows me. Bhagavan Krishna says, that person understands who I am, what I am, how much I am. Tataha, thereby. Mam jnatva. So having understood me, having recognized me as who I am, how much I am, etc. Then what happened? Having known me, having tattvataha mam jnatva. So having recognized me as I am truly, then vishate tadanantaram, thereby that person enters what? Tadanantaram means what? Immediately, at once that person enters. Enters means what? Enters whom? That person enters me, Bhagavan says. How can you enter Bhagavan? Entering Bhagavan immediately means that person sees. For that person, there's no I. It's only Bhagavan. Seeing only Bhagavan, seeing one's own self being non-separate from Bhagavan, is in fact entering Bhagavan. The person enters me. So what Bhagavan implies here is, this person, even if a person attains jnanam, as long as Parabdha is there, this person will be there in this world, exhausting his, leaving his body, minds and stomped for the exhaustion of Parabdha karma. This person is free while living. When the Parabdha gets exhausted, when he leaves also, then he remains one with Bhagavan. There's no more assumption of the body to be born again. Remaining as Bhagavan, one with Bhagavan, is what? Entering into Bhagavan. So, mam abhijanati tattvataha. He truly recognizes Bhagavan. Then he also... He remains as Bhagavan, remains one with Bhagavan. See, all these verses, same fact is repeatedly said. And Shankara Bhagavatpada's commentary on these verses are also very beautiful, is also beautiful commentary. These are all amazing verses. Why? Because, you know, who can say, amazing. It is the Sanatana Dharma, where you're allowed to worship Bhagavan in any form. So any number of forms you can take, choose to worship Bhagavan, to invoke the grace of Bhagavan. At the same time, all the countless number of murtis symbolize the formless reality, formless Bhagavan. Or all those forms symbolize Bhagavan, the whole cosmos is Bhagavan's form. Every form is Bhagavan, all forms are Bhagavan. At the same time, Bhagavan is a nature of formlessness. This amazing fact, and it's a these are the verses revealing beautiful fact about Bhagavan. Okay, 56th verse. Sarva karmanyapi sada kurvano madhyapashrayaha. Sarva karmanyapi sada kurvano madhyapashrayaha. Mat prasadadavapnoti, shashvatam padamavyayam, sarva karmanyapi sada kurvano madhyapashrayaham. Mat prasadadavapnoti, shashvatam padamavyayam. Sarva karmanyapi sada kurvano madhyapashrayaha matprasadadavapnoti shashvatam padamauyayam. Sarva karmanyapi sada kurvano madhyapashrayaha matprasadadavapnoti shashvatam padamauyayam. Sarva karmanyapi sada kurvano madhyapashrayah matprasadadavapnoti shashvatam padamauyayam. No, Bhagavan says again, all these verses are repeating the same fact beautifully, different ways. So now Bhagavan says, sarva karmanyapi sada kurvanaha. Sarva karmanyapi sada kurvanaha. Sada kurvanaha. Kurvanaha. Sarva karmani. All actions. Performing all actions, sarva karmani api sada kurvanaha. Performing all actions, but how? Always. Mad vyapashrayaha. Mad vyapashrayaha. Mad vyapashrayaha means what? vi apa ashrayaha. The two prefixes, vi apa ashrayaha, madhyapa ashrayaha. So ever placing one's dependence upon Bhagavan. Here again, Bhagavan talks about the karma yogi. See, always performing all actions, depending upon Bhagavan, means placing one's dependence upon Bhagavan always, shifting one's dependence to Bhagavan, depending upon Bhagavan always, for one's happiness and security, performing all one's actions. That person, avapnoti, that person attains. Attains what? Shashvatam avyayam padam. So, Bhagavan again says, the person who lives a life of karma yoga, how does he do? He performs all his duties, all his actions. How does he perform? He performs his actions without being attached to the actions and the results. He is not dependent on result of actions or actions for his security and happiness. But he is dependent on his security and happiness for Bhagavan. He is dependent on Bhagavan for his happiness and security. He is committed to the pursuit of knowledge of Bhagavan. Such a person, naturally, then as a result of which, in due course of time, attains avapnoti. Attains what? Shashvatam avyayam padam. He attains in due course of time, he attains everlasting permanent goal. Everlasting permanent goal he attains. Shashvatam padam, shashvatam avyayam padam avapnoti. How does he attain that? Of course, by Bhagavan's grace. Bhagavan says, mat prasadat. So, mat prasadat avyayam padam avapnoti. Having talked so much about jnanam, again Bhagavan goes back to jnana yoga, karma yoga, emphasizing, see, avyayam padam avapnoti, a person attains absolute end, permanent end, everlasting changeless end in terms of mokshaha. How does he attain? Only by tapping Bhagavan's grace, mat prasadat. Only by Bhagavan's grace. Mat prasadat, by my grace alone, that person accomplishes the absolute everlasting end. And so tapping Bhagavan's grace is dependent on how a person lives one's life, depending upon Bhagavan for his happiness and security. So depending upon Bhagavan for one's happiness and security means one must be doing all one's duties with proper attitude, in conformity with dharma, as yoga. So without shifting one's dependence to Bhagavan for happiness and security, still depending on the world of material objects for happiness and security, and without being conscious of dharma, simply if you are prayerful and worshipful, means you may be religious, you are worshipful, you are prayerful. But if you are not conscious of what you are doing, how you are doing, where your dependence is, then it is not possible to tap Bhagavan's grace. So Bhagavan makes it very clear. One has to accomplishment of artha, kama, dharma, moksha, accomplishment, any end is possible only if we have Bhagavan's grace. Only if we have Bhagavan's grace, for which we need to tap Bhagavan's grace. Grace is available, but it needs to be tapped. The tapping of grace involves one's commitment to live a life of dharma. But here Bhagavan says, mat prasadat avyayam shashvatam padam apnoti. By my grace, a person attains absolute, ultimate, everlasting, changeless goal of moksha in terms of jnanam. How? Only by depending upon me always, and doing one's duties with the proper attitude in conformity with dharma. So karma yoga is emphasized again in this verse. Sarva karmanyapi sada kurvano madhyapashrayaha matprasadadavapnoti Shashvatam padamavyayam. So what Bhagavan means, having talked about the absolute and accomplishable, you'll see one's own self being non-separate from Bhagavan, etc. Again, Bhagavan goes back to the topic of karma yoga. Why? Because, see, nididhya, assimilation of the understanding of the fact is possible only if a person has clear understanding. Clear understanding is possible only if a person has understanding, first of all. Understanding is possible only if a person goes through Shravanam. Therefore, a person has to successfully go through the discipline of Jnana Yoga involving three steps, Shravanam, Mananam, and Nididhyasanam. And even if a person goes through this Jnana Yoga, he won't be able to enjoy the benefit of Jnanam unless a person becomes mentally prepared. One has to be adequately pure and steady, for which there's no other shortcut method. One has to consciously live one's life thoughtfully, prudently, with commitment to dharma, surrendering one's will to dharma, Bhagavan in the form of dharma. One must definitely have mastery over one's own emotions, that one's commitment to live a life of dharma alone will enable a person earn Bhagavan's grace, with which alone one can accomplish the absolute end also. So Bhagavan emphasizes one must go through karma yoga. 57th verse. Chetasa sarva karmani mayi sanyasya matparaha buddhi yoga mupashritya machit. Don't think I'm repeating. Definitely, I have no intention of repeating. Not that I want to repeat. You understand, sometimes when you listen, when you understand the teaching, it looks, oh, very simple. Why we feel really bored, repeated and repeated. We don't see, because we listen and we listen. Are we really living? Are we following? And because we understand, but are we implementing it? Isn't it? That is why unless and until it gets ingrained in the buddhi, there's no implementing is not possible. Unless you implement it, it is not possible to enjoy the benefit. Therefore, Bhagavan repeats. Sometimes we don't understand. Even if we understand, we misunderstand, or we have our own wrong interpretations. No, this is what is karma yoga. And there's no shortcut method. See, you are gross-minded. You are raw-headed. In spite of your all this academic education, qualifications also, still you are so rough and you are raw-minded, raw-headed. You need to be cooked, okay? You need to become subtle. And the subtleness, mental subtleness is possible only if you live your life with all alertness consciously. So living one's life with alertness means living consciously a life of karma yoga. Therefore, Bhagavan emphasizes in this verse, Chetasa sarva karmani mayi sanyasya matparaha Chetasa sarva karmani mayi sanyasya matparaha Param buddhi yoga mupashritya buddhi yoga mupashritya machitta satatam bhavam buddhi yoga mupashritya machitta satatam bhavam. So Bhagavan says here, sarva karmani mayi sanyasya. Sarva karmani mayi sanyasya. Dedicating all activities unto me. Sarva karmani mayi sanyasya. Dedicating all your actions unto me means how can you dedicate all your actions? Only mentally. Chetasa sanyasya. Physically, you can't dedicate your actions. Physically, you have to perform your actions. You cannot simply remain without doing actions. Physically, you have to do all your duties. You cannot remain physically inactive. You must be physically active. You must be doing physically whatever you need to do, which involves train. Yes, physically, you have to do all your duties. But how do you do them physically? You physically performing all your duties, mentally dedicating them, offering them to Bhagavan. Chetasa sarva karmani mai sanyasya. So physically performing your duties, but mentally offering them to me, dedicating them to me. Sanyasya means what? Mentally offering them to me. Matparaha, having me as the absolute goal. So discovering what is having Bhagavan as the absolute goal. Matparaha, aham paraha yasya saha matparaha. So Bhagavan eva paraha yasya saha bhagavat paraha. Bhagavan says here matparaha, having me as the absolute end, absolute goal, ultimate goal. So having Bhagavan as the ultimate goal means what? So discovering who Bhagavan is, how Bhagavan is, and discovering Bhagavan as the very truth, obtaining as one's own self. So being committed to the pursuit of knowledge of Bhagavan, who Bhagavan is, as a Jignasu Bhaktaha, as a Jignasu Bhaktaha, as the one who is aspiring for this knowledge of Swarupam of Bhagavan, which is nothing but aspiring for knowledge of one's own self. See, the person who is committed to the self-knowledge is the one who is committed to the clear vision of Bhagavan Swarupam. So for him, one who is committed to the Atma Jnanam is in fact one who, for whom attainment of the vision of Bhagavan is the ultimate goal. Your Matparaha, Bhagavan is having me as the ultimate goal. Discovering Bhagavan, reaching Bhagavan, attaining Bhagavan in terms of knowledge is the ultimate goal. So Matparaha, having me as the absolute end. What are you living this life for? You pursue Artha because you need infrastructure to live this life. You pursue pleasures. You need a change in this life. Enjoy pleasures. But pursue Artha Kama for living this life consciously in conformity with Dharma. But you are not living this life for Artha Kama Dharmas. You are living this life ultimately for discovering Moksha, discovering freedom, which is Bhagavan Swarupam, which is Bhagavan himself. Therefore, pursuit of Artha Kama Dharmas in conformity with Dharma for living this life, ultimately for discovering Moksha, which is Bhagavan Swarupam, which is Bhagavan. Therefore, Matparaha means what? Bhagavat Paraha. Bhagavat Paraha means what? Jnana Paraha. Jnana Paraha means what? Moksha Paraha. Therefore, Bhagavan says here, sarva karmani, physically performing your duties, mentally offering them unto me, having me as the ultimate goal. Machittaha, always, always having Bhagavan in one's mind, not losing sight of Bhagavan being the ultimate goal. Machittaha means having me in your, placing your mind only in Bhagavan. Placing one's mind in Bhagavan means what? Always not losing sight of discovering Bhagavan being the ultimate goal. Machittaha. Buddhi yogam upashritya. Buddhi yogam upashritya means what? Buddhi yoga means karma yoga. So being given to a life of karma yoga. Buddhi yogam upashritya. Being given to the discipline of karma yoga, which is the beautiful way of life enjoined by the Veda Shastram. Satatam machittaha bhava. Satatam machittaha bhava. Always be focused on Bhagavan. Always have your mind placed in me. Satatam machittaha bhava. Buddhi yogam ashritya. Satatam machittaha bhava. See, if you are given to live, if you are given to the discipline of karma yoga, a lifestyle enjoined by the Shastram, I tell you, the not even a fraction of a second, you are not having Bhagawan in your life. Puja Swamiji always says, bringing Bhagawan into one's life. If you live a life of karma yoga, Bhagawan fills your life. Bhagawan is brought into your life. Bhagawan is never forgotten. Bhagawan ever, ever remembered in your life. Why? Because in doing karma, in doing every small action, yes, you're conscious of doing everything because you do everything ultimately for Bhagawan, ultimately for discovering Bhagawan, reaching Bhagawan. And in receiving every situation, you see everything as Bhagawan's prasada. Because you remember that every small situation, everything that I go through in my life is ordained by Bhagawan in the name of universal natural moral law and order. Every situation I'm going through in my life is determined by Bhagawan in the name of natural laws. Everything which comes in my life is prasada. Therefore, when is Bhagawan forgotten? While doing karma, you do the karma with Nishwarpana Buddhi. When receiving every situation, you receive it as Bhagawan with the prasada buddhi. And always you're conscious of living, you're committed to live a life of values. Everything and everything you do, your willpower, your will is surrendered to Bhagawan in the form of dharma, which means you're totally committed to live a life of values. Therefore, not in a fraction of a second, Bhagawan is forgotten in the life of a karma yogi. So Bhagawan says, buddhi yogam upashritya, being given to this life of karma yoga, machittaha satadam bhava, may you always be the one whose mind is always placed in me. This real life of surrender. So unless and until you surrender your will to Bhagawan in the form of dharma, thereby all your actions are governed by all your right and wrong. And your actions are not dictated by your likes and dislikes. Only then you become a person of relative surrender. When you discover Bhagawan being your Swarupam, you see yourself being not there, that is absolute surrender. There's no other way of surrendering yourself to Bhagawan unless and until you commit yourself to live a life of dharma. So, machittaha satam bhava, Bhagawan says that Arjuna, just be always, you be ever having me in your mind. Suppose if you live your life having your mind placed in Bhagawan, what will be the benefit? That is said in the next verse. Machittastarishyasi sarva durgani. Machittasarva durgani. 58th verse. Machittasarva durgani. Mat prasadattarishyasi. Machittasarva durgani. Mat prasadattarishyasi. Atha chetvamahankaran nasroshyasi vinangshyasi. Machittasarva durgani. Mat prasadattarishyasi. Machittasarva durgani. Mat prasadattarishyasi. Atha chetvamahankaran nasroshyasi vinangshyasi. Atha chetvamahankaran nasroshyasi vinangshyasi. So Bhagawan says, if a person chooses to live a life of karma yoga, follows the discipline of karma yoga, then his life becomes a life filled with Bhagawan. Thereby, he'll accomplish the absolute. He will cross his ocean of his beginningless, endless life of transmigration, samsara. Otherwise, if a person does not choose to follow the discipline of karma yoga, does not follow the way of life enjoined by the Shastram, which means he does not listen to the teachings of Bhagawan, which is Vedic Shastra itself, is Bhagavan's teaching. If a person does not follow this way, Vedic way of life, then naturally his identity will be only with Anatma. As the one who has identity with Anatma, even though he is essentially Atma, because of his ignorance, because of his disobedience to the Shastra teaching, and having identity with Anatma, and he will be a person of bloated ahankara, as a result of which he will perish. No choice. If you follow the Vedic of life, which is living of karma yoga, you will accomplish the absolute. If you do not follow, you will perish. This consequence of following the discipline of karma yoga, enjoined by Shastram, will result in accomplishment of absolute. Otherwise, one will perish. That Bhagavan, the consequence of the benefit of following the dharma and the consequence of not following karma yoga, that is given, mentioned in this 58th verse. Machittas sarvadurgani mat prasadat tarishyasi. Machittaha means what? So, machittam aham chitte yasya saha machittaha. As the one who always has Bhagavan in one's mind, as the one who always have me in your mind means what? The person who having Bhagavan in one's mind means not simply having a pendant of the Bhagavan's murti. Machittaha here means having Bhagavan in one's mind always. Is being a machittaha, you Bhagavat chittaha. Now, as one of Vaishnava Acharya, Vishnu chittaha. Sada Vishnu chitte yasya, sa Vishnu chittaha. So Bhagavat chittaha, machittaha, Bhagavan says, as the one whose mind is ever fixed on Bhagavan, fixed on me, what does it mean? How can you fix your mind on Bhagavan? If you are purusharthanischaha, if you know this life is ultimate, the purpose of living this life is discovering moksha, ultimate purpose of living this human life is discovering moksha, which is already there. And discovery of moksha means discovery of the truth. Discovering the truth of the cosmos is discovering Bhagavan. Discovering the truth of Bhagavan, truth of the universe in terms of Bhagavan, is discovering one's own Swarupam. Therefore, having Purushartha Nischeha, having moksha as the ultimate goal, being committed to the pursuit of knowledge, knowing the value of knowledge, thereby, in order to prepare one's mind to become eligible for the attainment of jnanam, consciously choosing to live a life of karma yoga with the proper attitude, doing everything as an offering to Bhagavan, worshipfully, prayerfully, the commitment to live a life of values is, in fact, living one's life, fixing one's mind on Bhagavan. In fact, having one's mind placed in Bhagavan means consciously living a life of karma yoga. I tell you, very important. Machitta is one small word. Having your mind fixed on Bhagavan means living a life of karma yoga. Because there is in doing karma, there is Ishwarpana buddhi. In receiving result, there is a prasada buddhi. Always your will is surrendered to Bhagavan, the form of dharma. That not even a fraction of a second Bhagavan is forgotten. Always Bhagavan fills the life of a karma yogi, and therefore Bhagavan lives in the mind of a karma yogi. So Bhagavan says, machittaha, as the one fixed your mind on me, as a person of karma yoga, living a life of karma yoga, mat prasadat, you will definitely doubtlessly tap abundance of Bhagavan's grace. Mat prasadat, by tapping abundance of my grace, sarvadurgani tarishyasi, you will cross all forms of hardships, all forms of difficulties. Sarvadurgani tarishyasi, you will cross over all obstacles. all obstacles means what? All forms of miseries. All forms of obstacles. Sarva Durgani Tarishyasi. See, Sarva Durga Taranam is dependent on Bhagavat Prasada. Dependent on Bhagavan's grace. Bhagavan's grace is dependent. Tapping of Bhagavan's grace is dependent on how you live your life. So living, being a Bhagavat Chittaha means living a life of Karma Yoga. Atha Chet. Therefore, otherwise, if not, what have Ahankarat? If Ahankarat, because of your arrogance, of course, because of Ajnana, there is arrogance. So, Ahankara means what? Arrogance means when a person does not want to make use of the help available in the form of Shastra. All are born ignorant, all are Ahankaris only. At least you must seek help. If a person refuses to accept the help offered by the Shastra and does not follow the way of life enjoined by the Shastra, it's exactly like ignoring the prescription of a doctor who knows the problem you have, helps you sort out the problem. But if you don't want to accept this help, then you can't benefit. Similarly, here Shastram offers the help. Shastram teaches the way of life. And because of your arrogance, and because of your, when you do not respect the Shastral way of life enjoined by the Shastram, do not accept it, then if you don't listen, if you will not listen, na sroshyati chet, if you will not listen, vinangshyasi, you will perish. What does it mean? Nothing in the world can help. Nobody can help. Because you yourself do not know. And you do not accept the help offered by the Shastram also. Then other than Shastram given by the Guru, everybody else in the world being ignorant, who can help you? Everybody else is as ignorant as you are. It is Shastram Shruti Mata who is the only help for us, only support for us. If you're not accept Shastra teaching, then if you live the way you want to live, and because of your arrogance, then you do not follow the way of life enjoined by the Shastram, then you are not Bhagavat Chittaha. You are Loka Chittaha, you are Arthakama Chittaha, not Bhagavat Chittaha, not Dharma Chittaha, then it is not possible for you to become mental refinement itself is not possible. And where is the question of attaining jnanam? Where is the question of discovering moksha? Therefore, you continue to be in samsara. That is what Bhagavan says, vinangshasi, you will perish. In fact, if you do not follow dharma, in fact, even if you will lose the choice of being assuming a human body again, which is also vinashaha. Vinangshasi machitta sarva durgani mat prasada tarishyasi atha chetvam ahankarat nasroshyasi vinangshasi. Self future tense verbs, you know very well. I think I'll stop here. Om Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Harihi Om Tat Sat. Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.